irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels live radio show / LA Talk Radio / Zoom / Facebook Live. We do it all, right? And did you know that we're number one show on all those platforms? Number one show, radio, live radio show. Number one on LA Talk Radio. I just threw that in there. We're number one on Zoom, and we're number one on Facebook Live, so I can't complain, right? So connecting people and collaboration, that's what we're all about. On Air with Russell of Hotels, # hospitality unplugged, which means we talk about everything in hospitality, right? And But just remember, just because you can talk about everything doesn't mean you should, but I push the boundaries every now and then. So in fact, today, I probably will push the boundaries again. So you want to make sure you stay tuned today until the end, okay, because I may say something crazy. No, I'm just joking. But today is Tuesday, November 24th, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, just in case I forget at the end of the show. Today is show number 84. Man, who would have thought 84? Wow. I don't even remember number one. Yeah, I do remember number one. That was special, right? But this is special too. 84 is special too. It doesn't mean anything, no significance, but you know, another show, right? Which means I can talk one more day, right? So that's what it's all about. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hopefully you stay safe. In fact, let me jump into some news right now. Not necessarily industry news, but just news of what's going on. This is LA specifically, because of course I'm in Los Angeles. So over 6,000 new cases of coronavirus as of yesterday. Okay. And this is after a 5-day average of 4,500 cases per day. So the 6,000 was just on Monday, from what I understand. So LA mayor is considering another stay at home order, which meaning restaurants will be closed again. Just takeout only. None of this outside dining. All that stuff they will stop it. Eliminate it until, you know, the cases get under control again. So, and right now we're doing this curfew. I think the curfew started, was it yesterday? 10 p.m. or maybe it was last week. I don't even remember. It doesn't matter to me because I'm at home at 10 o'clock anyway. So, but it's 10 to 5 a.m. That is the curfew. So restaurants have to close at 10, and I guess you need a good reason to be outside or whatever, driving around after 10 o'clock. So anyway, but at the end of the day, it's all about us being safe, watching out for one another. Are we doing that? I don't know. Just keep your donkey at home, okay? If you don't know what donkey means, just what's another word for donkey? Because I try to keep the show clean. I don't want to, you know, say anything wrong because my mom listens to it. So, but keep your donkey at home, okay? That's bottom line. Let's do that. But we know that some people don't want to do that, but that's okay. I mean, no, it's not okay. because you're putting other people at risk. So it's not okay. Follow the rules, follow the orders. I mean, it's just, you think it's forever, but it's still temporary. It's not like we're going on a year and we're doing this. I mean, we did let up, meaning you did this stay-at-home order, and then for the last several months, it wasn't a stay-at-home order, so you were able to go about and, you know, go to malls, go to the park, you know, do these things. But now it's become more serious, and I think people, and it's funny, I was just having a conversation with Ronan, my producer, just right before this, and he said something that I didn't even think about, because people know this supposedly vaccination is coming, that people are like, oh, well, I'll just wait for the vaccination. I'll go out and catch it and then, you know, get the vaccination later or whatever. I mean, I think that's crazy if people are thinking like that. But, you know, all I know is 10 o'clock, I'm at home. So I'm not worried about that. And I'm limiting my, you know, I limit where I go. I always have a mask. I have hand sanitizer, have all these things. So, I mean, you have to do it. You just have to, you know, if you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your family, do it for a friend, do it for somebody. So, but there you go. Anyway, let me just move on from that. In the world of LinkedIn, you know, I've been mentioning this every week. What is your SSI number? What's your SSI score? Okay. And what is SSI? Stands for Social Selling Index. Measures the impact of your social selling efforts with LinkedIn and how effective you are at establishing your personal brand. I'm sorry, your professional brand. So, you know, I'm at a 70 now. Okay. So, you know, Cheryl Rogers, who was on my, who was a guest last week, said she was at a 73. I didn't see anything that even, you know, I didn't see that to confirm that. I don't know. She just threw that number out there. I don't know that she is at 73, but I'm going to take her word for it. And then a week before that, Michelle Carlin, with Diamond Advising, she's at a 75. So everyone's beating me. Okay. So it's a competition. Okay. Just so you know, it's a competition, but I'm at a 70. Cheryl's at a 73. Michelle's at a 75. So, and this ranks out of 100. The score, the most you can get is 100. I have 70. I have 70. So, but we're not even going to worry about that at this point. But it's based on four categories. And it's establishing your professional brand. That's one. Find the right people. I mean, you're linking with the right people, or you're connecting with the right people, or the right people are connecting with you. And engage with insights, meaning if there's postings, you're engaging with the postings. You're whatever, putting your opinion or responding to that, which I do, right? But maybe I'm not. I have to research and see, is there a certain amount of characters I got to put in there when I type it? You know, it's not just like, you just can't like it. You can like it, but you have to actually type in a response or a comment. Okay. So that's what the engage with insights is, and build relationships, which I'm 25 out of 25. So I can't get any better than that. Right. But so at least I know how to build relationships. I know how to establish my personal brand and find the right people. Well, I'm not where I should be, and engage with insights. It's kind of suspect because I only have 11. At a 25 on there. So, but anyway, it's not the end all be all, but it's like a measuring tool for you to just to see how your reach is within LinkedIn. Are you reaching with the right people, connecting with the right people, communicating with the right people, or responding to the right people? So it's one of those things that if you didn't know about it, just check it out. So you can just Google SSI score LinkedIn, and it'll pop up. It'll prompt you to where to go to click, and it will. But you have to have a LinkedIn profile, just so you know. You just can't go in there and do it and expect the number to pop up. But a dashboard will pop up and tell you all these you know, interesting numbers and things like that. So just remember that. And a tip for LinkedIn: if you see someone that wants to connect with you and they don't have a profile picture or a logo, at the very minimum, don't connect with those people. I'm like, why don't people have a profile picture or at least your company logo? It doesn't make any sense. So why would you link in with someone you don't even know who it is? You just see their name, like, oh, I think I know Joe Smith, you know, but it may not be Joe Smith. It may be some, you know, crackpot out there. So, you know, leave it alone. So that's my advice on LinkedIn. I've done this in the past, so I'm not going to say that I've never done it before. I made a mistake and clicked, oh, I know that person, click. I'm like, but then I unclicked it later, right? So so if they don't have a profile picture, my advice, do not connect with those people. Is your hotel open? Wait a minute, did I miss something? No. I think I'm getting ahead of myself here. Is your hotel open? Did you go back to work? You want to create some FOMO? Is your hotel open? I mean, I know things in LA are looking kind of bleak again, but if your hotel is open, you're about to open. There's several hotels I know here in LA that are about to open. They're not even, I mean, they're still under construction. So they're about to open. I think one is December 8th or 9th is supposed to open. So, and that's the Hyatt Place near USC. So that's supposed to open sometime soon. But, you know, the dates, because of construction, they tend to move. But that's a new build and it's about to open. So if you're about to open, if you're open, if you're back at work, you got a new job, create some FOMO. Hashtag FOMO, which stands for fear of missing out, right? So put those pictures out there so people can see. And they like, when they're ready to travel again, they're like, oh, remember that hotel, the Hyatt Place at by SC? You know, I got to be over there anyway, so maybe I'll check that hotel out. Boom, there you go. But people won't see that if you don't post anything, right? They won't remember if you don't post it. People always remember the last thing they saw, or the last hotel they called them, or the last hotel they did business with. They remember that first before anything else. So just remember that. So I think it's important that we, oh my goodness, my thing just went off. My computer screen. Oh, well, I can't worry about that now. Social media usage is up nearly seven. It's up nearly seven minutes over 2019 numbers, meaning people are spending more time on social media than they were last year. 7 minutes more. So what does that mean? And I always bring this up every week. I always say, if you're a marketing person, right? Which like me, I'm a marketing person. What would be my strategy if I knew that people were spending seven more minutes on LinkedIn or on Instagram or Twitter or whatever? If I know people on average are spending seven more minutes, I'm gonna make sure I put something out there for people to see, right? My brand, whatever that is. And if you guys follow me at all on any of the platforms, you know that, I mean, it's not a day that goes by that I don't put something up there. Or maybe one day will go by, but never 2 days, right, that I'll put stuff out there. But sometimes, depending on what it is, I'll leave it out there a little longer just so it's the first thing, especially like on Twitter. You know, Twitter, like when you do Twitter, it's like branding, right? It's like instant branding. So as soon as you post something on Twitter, you can go on Google your name or whatever your Twitter feed, your Twitter handle is, and that posting will come up. It'll show up on Google. So which means Twitter is probably one of the best platforms to put your brand out there. Did you know that? Did you think about that? Another little tidbit, right? Another little nugget from Russell of Hotels, just so you know. So if you don't have a Twitter account, or if you're not big on Twitter, I know people are on IG and all that, but people are still on Twitter too, right? So I use all the platforms, just so you know. Not Meat Eats. So I know people are, they're concerned, you know, for me, right? They say, well, what is Russell going to eat for Thanksgiving? You know, what kind of non-meat eats is he going to eat? So, you know, and for people that don't know, I am I'm a plant-based, my diet is plant-based. So like I said, I try to stay away from the word vegan, because that means something else. And I'm not quite a vegan, but I am 100% plant-based. So what am I doing for Thanksgiving? Well, guess what? Whole Foods to the rescue, right? I mean, there's things I can do on my own. I can cook on my own, but I don't like cooking on Thanksgiving. You know, there's always people in the kitchen. They want to cook and, you know, they cook once a year. So I let those people cook and I don't get involved in that, right? So they cook for the holidays. I cook 364 days out of the year. You know, I give somebody else that one day. Okay. So I allow them to do that. But Whole Foods has, and I had it last year, they had a vegan Thanksgiving, whatever. So I got like, I don't know, three or four items or whatever. And it was pretty good. So I asked that we get I don't think they have the same exact things, but, you know, vegetables are always, you know, it's not dressing. They call it stuffing. Okay. So there's a difference between, just so you know, let me just clear some stuff out. There's a difference between dressing and stuffing. Stuffing comes out of a box. Okay. stovetop stuffing, you know, that's out of a box, okay? We make dressing. And yeah, I think you know what the we means, okay? So there's people to make stuffing and there's people to make dressing, okay? There's two different things, right? And it's all about the ingredients that you put in there. Dressing is homemade. You can't get it in a box, okay? It's something that you make homemade, right? You get your own breadcrumbs. You do all that. We make your cornbread. You make your cornbread like a month ago, and you put it in the freezer. You take it out, and you crumble. I mean, it's a whole process, right? Eggs and all this kind of stuff goes in it. Of course, I'm not eating that stuff now because I'm plant-based, right? But that's the difference, right? So traditionally, and this is before I became a plant-based person, traditionally, you know, you have your turkey, your ham, maybe another meat, and it can be a prime rib or roast or whatever. And then, but that's where the similarities end. But then we have, you know, like I said, dressing, not stuffing, greens, you know, cut greens, maybe the green beans, that may be a common thing. But the biggest thing is, oh, we do macaroni and cheese too, real macaroni and cheese, not out of a box, okay, with butter and eggs and sour cream and all this stuff mixed together. And, you know, it's good. It's delish. I don't eat it anymore, but it is good. And real cheese, all this kind of stuff, maybe three or four different types of cheese, but it's all homemade. It's not boxed. Nothing comes out of a box. Now, the biggest difference here is people, and I'm going on about this Thanksgiving thing, but that's okay. It's my show. I can do that, right? And it's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to do a little twist here, okay? And biggest thing is sweet potato pie versus pumpkin pie. You know, why we eat pumpkin pie? No. We do sweet potato pie, okay? So sweet potatoes don't, well, you can get them out of a can, right? But most people that I know, people in this house, they will boil the sweet potato, right? Boil the sweet potato, you know, peel it, boil it, whatever, mash it, mix it with, I don't know if it's milk or condensed milk or it's, I can't remember everything that's in there, but sugar, brown sugar, whatever. And then it has the same consistency as that pumpkin pie, but I don't see many people boiling pumpkins and then making it from scratch. Normally what I've seen, and it's just me, being around a bunch of kitchens and things like that, if they're making pumpkin pie, it comes out of a can. It's the pureed that comes out of a can. But where I'm from, or how people that I know cook, they boil it. They boil the sweet potatoes and things like that. So sweet potatoes are orange, right? So, you know, the meat of it is orange. You peel it, you know, and the meat of it is orange because there's a difference. There's a sweet potato and there's a yam. Okay. So the ones we use are the one that has color. So there you go. But anyway, so that I just wanted to clear some stuff up there, you know, some of the differences and, you know, traditionally, you know, the things that we eat and don't eat. But like I said, I don't eat any of that stuff now I did find a this lady by the name of Joya. It's Cooking with Joya. She's a vegan chef or plant-based chef. And she did a webinar like last week, and I wrote down the recipe for her macaroni and cheese, right? It's a vegan macaroni and cheese. So I actually put that down and I went to the store and bought some things. I still lack a couple of things. So hopefully I can get that where I can experiment with it. You know, I experiment with things on my own and before I, you know, share them with the masses, because I don't want to be criticized. Like, what is this? This doesn't even taste good. It's not macaroni and cheese. You know, whatever. Yeah, I've heard it all. So I want to make sure it's good before I even get to that. But they have like vegan cream cheese. And of course, they have vegan cheese. I'm looking for some vegan Worcestershire sauce. So I have to, that's part of the recipe as well. So I actually have to go and find it. And I think Sprouts may have that. And there's Sprouts down the street. So I think I'm going to have to go check that out. So now you just got a little history lesson on food, right, in the Edmund household. Okay, so that's how we get down. But anyway, also I'm baking a vegan or plant-based pecan pie. Okay, I'm doing that, and I'm doing my oatmeal raisin and almond cookies, and my daughter's making two sweet potato pies. So she got the recipe from her grandmother, right? So there you go. So that's how we get down. Just in case you're like, well, do you eat pumpkin pie? No, we don't eat pumpkin pie. We eat potato pie. We call it potato pie. We cut off the sweet potato because it's known that you're talking about a sweet potato, not a regular russet potato, okay? A potato pie, if someone says, oh, I eat potato pie, that means it's sweet potato pie, okay? So you just get little nuggets of information all day long today. So there you go. Now that I'm done with that, are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? You know, swerving is the new P word. I don't use the P word. I use swerving, okay? So are you moving around? Are you swerving? And you know what? There's seven other words you can use. If you wanted to use other than that P word, which is pivoting, you know, for people, you know, there's other words you can use. Rotating. Are you rotating? Are you turning? Are you revolving? Are you spinning? Are you swiveling? What about twirling? Oh, oscillating, like a fan, right? Oscillating. Okay, are you doing that stuff? I mean, there's other words you use. Guys used it. So I use swerving. Okay, so there you go. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. So remember that. Contact information. Now, I don't have a guest on today. I can go through all of this stuff, right? But I have a good topic today. Contact information, russell@russellofhotels.com. That's my email. Twitter, Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edman. I have two Facebook pages, Russell L. Edman and Russell of Hotels. And I have a website, russellofhotels.com. And if you didn't know, in my backdrop, I'm at the Ace Hotel, right? Just in case you didn't know. And the reason why I have that on today is because guess what? I'm going to have the GM from the Ace Hotel on, I believe, the 8th of December. He's agreed to come on and talk about his career. I get to where he is. Remember that I forgot to mention about why this backdrop says the Ace Hotel. So anyway, and just in case you didn't know, this show is a live show, right? Starts at 1 o'clock PST, right? Ends at about 2 o'clock, right? So, and once it ends, it becomes a podcast, right? Some shows are a podcast and they'll only be a podcast, but this is a live show. So that's why when I started off the show, I can say we're the number one show on Facebook Live, on Zoom, at LA Talk Radio. Okay, so that's why I can say that, because we're actually a live show. Not everybody has a live show. So if I messed up, it was too late now because the show's over. I can't say, hey, Ronan, hey, wait a minute, let's stop, let's do this over again, take two. No, we're rolling with it. So whatever I say, hopefully I don't offend anybody, but I apologize ahead of time. Just joking. Sponsorship opportunities. I mean, you guys know if you're interested in coming on the show, you can see your name in lights. You got Ace Hotel right there, rooftop, downtown LA, pool area. They have a pool bar. I mean, a rooftop bar. Can't beat that, right? Let's see. What is the Russell of Hotels group? I'm all about branding, right? So as you can see, Ace Hotels, the brand, I'm all about putting your brand out first. Of course, my two brands are there. Russell of Hotels, the main brand, and then On Air with Russell of Hotels, that's a brand as well. And then Russell Edman, that's me. I'm a brand as well, just in case you didn't know. But I'm about putting your brand first and foremost, putting it up front, staying relevant. That's what it's all about, keeping your brand relevant, keep your brand on top of mind, in the forefront. So that's basically what it is. I build your presence with videos, postings, you know, on Twitter or LinkedIn or IG, wherever it is. Then I'm a radio show host. I interview today's hospitality professionals. Today I'm not, but I'm a hospitality professional, so I'm the one talking today. But normally I'll have someone, or a couple times a month I'll have someone that I'll talk to that's been in the industry. We talk about their experiences, how they got involved in the industry, what they're doing now, who their brand is, or what their brand is. Because remember, there's two brands, right? It's you, you're the brand, and then the brand that you represent, that you work for. So always keep that in mind. Collaboration and connecting of people. How is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? These are questions I ask every week, okay? So these are questions for you. I'm not going to answer them for you, but just things to think about. How's your professional brand staying professional? How's your professional or personal brand staying relevant? What are you doing to stay top of mind for people? What are you doing? Only you know that, right? So you need to think about that. Number two, knowing what you know now, meaning this whole COVID thing, is there anything that you would do differently? Is there anything you would do differently based on what you know now? I don't know. Maybe you would, maybe you won't. I don't know, but let's just think about it. Number three, have you connected with anyone new lately? You know, with this whole COVID thing going on, one thing, and I mentioned this last week, is one thing we need to make sure we're reaching out. So if I was working with the Ace Hotel, right, and I had a group that was coming in and I had to cancel it or I postponed it or whatever, call your contact. Don't email, because a lot of people aren't working anymore. Maybe they're working from home and maybe they got their emails not working. I don't know, but you need to call just to make sure that person is still there. And if that person is not there, well, who's in charge of this account, whatever. So make sure that we are reaching out and we are talking to people. I think that's a huge difference, because people always tell me, oh, I called so-and-so, he's not answering. Do you know anything about that? I mean, I emailed so-and-so and I never got a response. Well, did you call him? No. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you call them? Pick up the phone. We're so afraid to call. We just want to email everybody. You know, it's that whole keyboard courage is what I call it. You know, when we have a keyboard, we can say and do anything, right? You know, but when it comes to talking to somebody on the phone, we don't want to do that. And I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that started, but I guess it started with the internet. But anyway, so just make sure you're picking up the phone and call people. Have you connected with anyone new lately? I mean, I mentioned that already. Number four, what has the situation taught you? This whole COVID thing, does it have not to put all your eggs in one basket? That's what it's taught me, right? So it taught me to this time that when there's a lull, to educate yourself. There's tons of webinars. I mean, if we're talking hospitality, MPI, Site, what is the other one? Oh my goodness, I can't think of the other organization. But, you know, MPI is the main one. I mean, they're putting out webinars and things like that. So make sure we are North Star is what I think. North Star, Smart Meetings, Connect. Everyone's putting out webinars that you can learn things. You get your CE points or school or whatever education points, it's with some of them as well. So make sure you're taking advantage of that stuff. I mean, these are the times that we need to step up our game, if you will. Maybe we went back to school. Maybe we want to, you know, get another credential or a certificate or whatever it is. I mean, we need to step up our game. This is the time to do it. If you're at home, you might as well do it. You have some time. Why not do it? Hotels, are you selling differently? What are you doing now that you weren't doing before? Are you marketing more or less? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? Are you doing a hard sale or a soft sale? Because, I mean, of course, this is what my topic is going to be, and I haven't got there yet, but it's all about promoting or not promoting. What should you be doing at this point? Because some people are like, well, you shouldn't be promoting, because if you promote, then travel. Well, no, people going to travel anyway, because people are going to do what they're going to do. Right? But as hoteliers, have to be ready when they travel. Okay, so there's a difference. So think about that. Okay, shout out. And this is a personal shout out. Had to do with travel. And then that's always a good thing, right? It's always a time to give back. So a shout out to D'Anthony Langston with the Real Run Foundation, Sean Merriman with Lights Out Brand Apparel, and Stefan Freeman of Venice Beach Beverage Company for their consistency in giving back to the community in Watts. Okay, so I don't know. I don't talk about, you know, a lot of stuff that I do outside of, you know, my business and whatever, but I've been, you know, because D'Anthony, I've worked with him before. I was a sponsor for him. Back when I was at the Hilton in Carson years ago, he had a summer league basketball tournament, right? Pro basketball. Okay, so professionals that, you know, that wanted to keep in shape during the off season, he had one of those sanctioned leagues where NBA players can come and play. Like people from overseas, people that are NBA, they would come and play in Carson at the rec community rec center. Right. So, you know, certain things, this whole tournament that he used to do. Well, it's probably 16 years ago. I've always kept in touch with him. Right. So now he was volunteering in Watts to, I mean, give back to a community that he's from. And Stefan, Sean Merriman is a ex-professional linebacker for the Chargers. I think he played for another team too, but I know him from the Chargers, went to University of Maryland. He has a new brand called Lights Out Brand Apparel. So he's out there too, right? So these people are giving back to the community. They're helping, they're unloading trucks. They're you know, making sure they're bagging things. They're, you know, making sure the people that are giving the things away, they're making sure everything is organized and, you know, like they're doing the heavy work. So I had found out about it. And of course, you know, he didn't even have to ask. You know, I said, you know what, he's doing it, I'm going out there. So I appreciate what they do, because there's communities that within LA, I'm in LA. So there's underserved communities in LA, specifically Watts. They don't have the things that we do. So regardless of what I'm going through, there's someone always that's doing a little worse than me. I mean, that's unfortunate that it's like that, but that's the situation. So regardless what's going on with me, if I can go out and help and make things a little easier, that's what I'm going to do. Right. So when I found out they were doing that, I said, you know what, I got to be out there. So I've been out there like a month straight. Right. So and if they're doing it on Friday, I'll be out there again. So it's all about giving back to community, you know, community and people that are less fortunate than you are. And that's what I do. OK, so and I just want to thank DeAnthony's ahead of it. Like I said, he's the Real Run Foundation. But Sean Merriman, they don't have to be out there. Stefan Freeman, he didn't have to be out there. OK, but they are there. They're taking care of business. And these are good things. These are good works. And there's a lot of other people that come out there to make this thing happen. I don't know all. I don't have all the names, but I know these are the key people that are out there. Right. So those are people that I know. And not to mention, if you look at my last posting on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, a guy by the name of Brad Pitt was out there too. He was helping out. So I don't even know who he is, but, some people seem to know who he is, but yeah, he's a nice guy. I'll just say that. Okay. But you know, people give back, you know, and they don't have to put it all out, you know, in the world, for people to see them, because that's when it's genuine. When people don't put stuff out, that's when it's genuine. Right. So I appreciate all those guys for doing that. So. Boom, there you go. Drop the mic. I'm out of here. That's next week. Next week, December 8th. I just mentioned this a while ago. His name is Say Koke. He's a GM at the Ace Hotel. So he's going to be a guest on December 8th. Okay, so make sure you tune in for that. We're going to talk about the Ace Hotel, what's going on there. Thank you again to Cheryl Rogers, corporate event planner with Solara Medical Supply Company. She was on the show last week. Always a phenomenal guest. Always has a lot of information to give. I love her insights on different things, and you know, she's always together when she comes on the show, okay? Always, you know, if you know what I mean, she's always together. So I appreciate you, Cheryl, for coming on, and we're going to do some collaboration soon from what I understand, so I can't wait to hear that. In fact, I'm still waiting to hear from you regarding something, but, you know, I guess you're in your own time. A quick another shout-out to Alba Rivera. She's a cluster group sales executive with Vela's Resort, which is in Mexico, specifically the Grand Riviera Maya Resort. Okay, see, I've known her for some years. I don't know, maybe a couple of years. And why did I give her a shout out? I give her a shout out because she showed FOMO, fear of missing out. So she posted some pictures on LinkedIn and she sent me a note like, "Hey, how you doing? Make sure you're good." Blah 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 blah. But she posted pictures of the Grand Riviera Maya Resort, you know, beach and white sand, the beach, the water, and then the white sand beach and, you know, umbrellas on the beach, stuff like that. So, I mean, I have to talk about that, right? Because that's what I've been talking about, creating FOMO. You have to create FOMO. You got to promote what's going on. People are going to travel when they travel, right? We cannot control when people travel, okay? We don't know what's going on in people's mind. Just like we can't control when people wear masks, okay? But people are doing it, right? People are doing it. Some aren't. We cannot control that, but we have to put things out because, like I said, people remember the the last thing they saw, the last promotion they saw, they remember that. So they're like, okay, well, I'm thinking about going to Mexico. Hey, what about Grand Riviera Maya Resort? Riviera Maya. Why not? Cancun, outside of Cancun. There you go. So, Alba, I thank you so much for doing that. And that's why you got a shout out. See, that's what happens. So people do something and I see it. You get a shout out. That's how it works on air with Russell Hotels. Introduction of today's topic. To promote or not to promote? That is the question. I always wanted to say that. To promote. That is the question. What does that mean? First and foremost, travel is a personal choice. Okay. People are going to travel when they want to. Just like I said just 2 seconds ago, people are going to wear masks if they want to or not. Okay. So it has nothing to do with the hotels or the destinations, but the destination, the hotels, they have to still put things out because you're still trying to get business. So when these people are willing to travel, and right now people are getting ready to travel for Thanksgiving, even though the CDC is advising people to keep their donkeys at home. Okay, you know what donkey means. They're telling them to keep, they're advising. No one's telling anyone anything. They're advising that people keep their donkeys at home to slow down the risk of catching, you know, the virus, right? But people are still going, and people are going in droves, from what I understand. There's more flights going on that have gone on all year, from what I understand. But Thanksgiving has always been a heavy travel season, right? That week prior and during has always been historically, we've been doing a lot of traveling anyway. So why should this be any different, right? But we know the COVID thing is going on. You know, I'm not going anywhere. And normally we would drive, if not, we didn't fly for Thanksgiving, but we would drive between here and Blythe. Okay, well, we're not doing that this year. Okay, so we would make two stops on the way to Blythe for Thanksgiving. But guess what? That ain't happening because of what's going on. We know we are going to stay safe. But hey, but like I said, we can't control what other people do, just like hotels can't control what people do. But what hotels can control or destinations can control is to make sure you're still promoting your brand. If it's a soft promote, you know, because people, well, are we going to do a hard promotion or is it soft? Well, hard is in your face all day long, right? But there's ways of doing things where it's not just, you're just beating people up with it, right? It's more of a soft promotion. So you're putting things out there. Maybe you're saying, I think I even put something there, as a hotel, and this is something I just wrote, as a hotelier, our job is to be ready when the guests arrive, right? Should we go ham on promoting our brand or should we be passive or soft promoting? I don't know what we should do. Only you know that, right? Only you know, your hotel knows, but some people, they go ham on, you know what ham means. I'm not going to say what that is, but you know what that means. But like I said, some people are just, they're more passive with their promoting, you know what I mean? So hotels are you're in a tough situation, right? Management, we want people to get back to work. Owners are looking for what they're losing in revenue, right? They're looking for that ROI. What are we going to do? We're going to risk losing a hotel if we don't open and get these people in here. CVBs are chomping at the bit because they want the TOT tax and the TMD dollars. They want all that. So everybody wants the food chain. Everybody wants to be fed, right? So everybody wants to eat. So, but you have to promote because, like I said, people still need to know where to stay. They need to know if places are open, right? So if you're posting things on platforms, that's how people know, right? So it's promoting, but it's not necessarily selling. It's branding, but it's not necessarily selling, okay? It's not a hard sell. You're promoting your brand. You're putting your brand out there. And those are things I talk about every single week, right? Make sure you're staying relevant. Okay. Ace Hotel right now, you probably didn't know anything. You may not have known anything about the Ace Hotel, but guess what? It's becoming relevant on this show because it's been posted on this, on my, Zoom backdrop for the last, 40 minutes. So you see Ace Hotel. Is that a hard sell? No, it's just, it's there. you see it and you probably remember it after you get off the show, right? Ace Hotel, downtown LA. That's what it's all about. It's about staying relevant. It's about staying in people's face if you can, or in their ear, right? It's not boom, 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 boom. This is just a subtle reminder. Ace Hotel, downtown LA, if you're an ace, boom, there you go. So that's what it's about, right? So, I mean, how would you get potential guests to stay at your hotel unless you promote your brand? There's no other way around it, you know, unless they stayed there before. Okay, all right, I've stayed there before. Then, okay, that's going to be top of mind. But what if you haven't stayed there before? What if this hotel is new? What if this hotel was closed and just reopened? We don't know, right? So, and like the reason I promote or not promote, the reason, because I saw this and people were talking about, our hotels at fault. Should they be doing this? Or airlines, should airlines be, you know, promoting that they have empty seats and things like that? That's going to pique an interest from people. No. Remember what I said first. First and foremost, travel is a personal choice. So people are choosing to travel. Okay. So, but when they do travel, we have to be ready. Okay. So, and people have to know what they're getting into. They have to know that you're even open. So just make sure you remember that. People are still traveling. It's tough now. It's tough to get 40% now, let alone 66%, which was, you know, total U.S. occupancy in 2019. Okay. So hotels are like, if I can get 40%, I'm good. Right. So that is that the new norm? 40%? Is that the new norm? I don't know. Promoting your destination or hotel. Some hotels around the country are promoting Black Friday deals, but are extending dates as far as next December, 2021. So people are promoting, they want you to stay now, but if you can't stay now, guess what? It's still good until 2021. So that's pretty creative, right? We got to be creative on what we're doing. So, but there's, you know, of course there's some varying terms, like maybe you can only stay during the weekday. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can spin it any way you want, but that's not a hard promotion. That's like saying, okay, if you want to stay now, you can, but guess what? That same reservation that you made is good for 12 months. That sounds good to me. When we're ready, we're here when you're ready. I see a lot of that, right? So you see a lot of promotion, like when you're ready, we're here. You know, 2020, and this is mine, 2021, here we come. Right. So that means we've gotten rid of 2020. We're looking forward to 2021. 2021, here we come. Book multiple nights, stay and enjoy a one night at the 2020 rate. Like, say if someone booked three nights, right? Somebody booked three nights and they pay for it. Maybe they pay for it in advance. Well, they get one night. This is a promotion for you. This is from me. This is just a gift for my hoteliers or my destinations or whatever. So you basically you're not giving anything away for free, but you're giving two nights at the 2021 rate and you're giving one night at the 2020 rate, whatever that is. I mean, it could be $120. Maybe the 2021 rate is going to be $170. So people, they're getting a deal, right? At least perception is that they're getting a deal. So there's different ways to spin this. You don't have to be anyone's face, but like I said, if they can't use it now, let them be able to use it next year, 2021, right? So it's not a hard sale, not in your face. It's like, we have to do something, right? You cannot just don't do anything. You know, some people will just, it's not a good time to really promote. It's always a good time to promote your brand. You have to. I promote my brand every single day. If that's wearing a hat that says, saying Russell of Hotels, or wearing a mask. I even have a mask that says Russell of Hotels. Okay, that's my mask, right? That I wear not every day because I gotta wash them, right? So I don't want I wear it every day, but a lot of times I wear it and people are like looking, like they're trying to see what the heck it is because it's kind of crinkled, right? They can't really see it. Like, what does your mask say? I say it says Russell of Hotels. What does that mean? That's my company, that's my brand, whatever, and I talk. And it drums up a conversation. So I wear hats. I don't have shirts yet, but I think I'll get a couple shirts too. I haven't had any shirts to say Russell of Hotels, but guess what? They're coming. So so we want to make sure that we're keeping up, we're staying relevant, We're being top of mind. You don't have to be in anyone's face, but you need to be creative about what you're doing, right? What are you doing that your competition is not doing? Is your competition on? Are they on air with Russell Hotels? Well, no, they're not. Not all of them, but maybe you need to be on here. Ace Hotel, they for whatever reason, they see a value of coming on the show and showing their brand to thousands of people that they would not have been able to reach before. I mean, so those are things we have to think about. What different avenues or vehicles are there to get your brand out? Because there's a difference between selling and branding. Okay, selling is in your face. Okay, I'm calling you, blah, blah, blah. No, branding is a more subtle, it's just out there. Like Coke, do you think Coke needs to sell anything? They don't have to sell anything. They're synonymous. Soda and Coke are synonymous, right? So if you're like, oh, give me a Coke. Well, when you say give me a Coke, you're saying give me a soft drink. You're not necessarily saying give me the brand of Coke. You're saying give me a, do you have a Coke? And what do they say? It's like, do you want a Pepsi or a Coke? You know, they'll ask you, what you want a cola? What kind of cola would you like? What kind of Coke would you like? Because we have several. Okay, well, I want Coke. Okay, give me Coke. And that, but a lot of times we just say, give me a Coke. You have any Coke? Coke as the drink is what I mean. So let's just remember, I know I'm beating this subject up, but I think it's important that we realize, because like I said, I read things and I didn't know what my topic was going to be until I came across this article saying that, you know, people in the industry think that, you know, it's wrong to be promoting during this time. And obviously those people don't own hotels, all right? Or these people didn't lose their jobs, right? So let's remember that too. So, you know, that's the thing. We let people get in our ear and we like, well, so-and-so said this, or someone that's an editor wrote this article. Like I said, it has nothing to do, never work. I'm not going to say never. They never work in a hotel, but, you know, there's a lot going on, right? There's people losing. Let's remember that. And it's okay to promote your business or your brand. Okay. Now, if you choose not to be in someone's face 24/7, that's fine, because not a lot of that's going on anyway, but people are doing Zoom calls. People are doing things like that. So that's another way. If you're not doing Zoom calls with your clients, you can still do that. So you can see what they look like and they can see what you look like. Okay. So, but that's, you know what? That's almost my show for today. And and Ronan told me that I can go till 2 o'clock today. Cause remember, the last couple of weeks I've been cutting off at 1:50. So it's 1:48 now. So Ronan, thank you so much for allowing me to do that. But I don't think I need to go any further because I think I beat that subject pretty well. So let me just make sure I'm not forgetting anything. But yeah, I think I'm good. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotel, show number 85. We look forward to our next guest that's going to be on, and that's going to be in a couple of weeks. But thank you so much for joining. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Have a great week. Be safe. Wear your mask. And, you know, it's okay to stay home. It's okay to keep your donkey at home, okay? Because guess what? This stuff will still be out there in 2021, okay? So let's just be safe. Let's be cautious. If not for you, do it for your family member. Anyway, take care. Be safe again. On Air with Russell Hotels. We're out. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.